Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Some exciting news coming this holiday season, Heather. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. The Beef Checkoff is putting a big push on the holidays this year because heaven knows we all need a little holiday and Christmas cheer. So to remind consumers across the country that beef is the only protein they want to feed their families this holiday season, we are so excited that our brand Beef It's What's for Dinner is returning to broadcast television. For the first time since 2003, Beef Checkoff funded advertisements will be on television, airing a limited number of ads during the Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas movies. So while broadcast television is usually out of our reach, the opportunity to advertise on the Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas Movie Marathon boiled down for us to the right network, the right ad, the right time, and the right price tag. We are excited about the upcoming holiday season, so literally, Ron, stay tuned.
Thank you, Heather. And you can go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner for more information.
Well, midday today, the cattle futures began to sell off and stayed pretty low throughout the trading session. We had the live cattle and feeder cattle both lower. The December live, which is the front month, they were down around $1.10 at $109.60. It looks like cash was $110 to $111, so we're right in there with the December live cattle futures. The first notice day on the December live is on Monday. The next month out is February, was down $1.35 at $112.57. The April's down 87 at $116.30. The feeder cattle market lower as well, about $2 lower across the board. We were $2 lower on the January at $139.80. March was down $1.65 at $139.32. April down $1.40 at $140.70. A lot of people hedging those March, April, May cattle at this time. They think that the spread between the live cattle and feeder cattle is just too wide. Well, that could mean one of two things. Maybe the live cattle are too cheap. Maybe the feeder cattle are too high. But as of right now, with corn, an average price, but a dollar higher than it was a few months ago, people seem to be wanting to sell the feeder cattle, just as a general rule. Box beef at midday was down $1.37 at $239.52, so we're back below $240. Select was down $1.28 at $221.67.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the 39th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 5th at noon at the Atoka Livestock Auction. Selling 51 breeding-aged bulls, 27 bred females, limousine and limb flex, mostly black polled. To view an online catalog, go to www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652. That's 580-581-7652. The Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, December 5th.
A mixed trade today for the grain futures. The corn and soybeans both higher. The beans were significantly higher, about 14 cents higher, which put January at 11.66 and three quarters. Still 34 cents off of their high from the other night at 12.99. They were unable to breach that $12 level, so that's pretty major resistance at this point. The corn futures were up 2 to 3 cents, and then wheat's down about 4 cents on both Kansas City and Chicago wheat. And then currently the cotton looks like it's going to close down about 71.11 in March, down 50 cents. The stock market today is back above 30,000. We're flirting with all-time highs on the stock market. Seems that there's a real likelihood that they get some sort of COVID stimulus passed here before the end of the year. The last headline I saw was another $908 billion possible pushed out through the economy. We know that there are major issues in various spots of the healthcare and the restaurant industry, et cetera. So it'll be interesting to see if they come to some sort of conclusion before the end of the year and so on. Crude oil today, January is up 50 cents at $45.78. That's near its high as well. And natural gas today getting hit hard. Natural gas is down about 20 cents currently.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.